This audio track is made for you by Vincent Lefrançois. Bonjour à tous et bienvenue dans Learn French with Vincent. Apprenez le français avec Vincent. And this is unité 16, leçon A. And in this lesson, we'll see together so les adjectifs, and we'll focus a little bit more on le genre, so the gender when you change the gender of the adjective. So the whole concept is to see how the adjectives will change when you get, well, the masculine form, and then you want to put the feminine form. Okay? So the main rule is that if you want to put, well, the feminine form, you should just add E, so la voyelle E, at the end of your adjective. Okay, but it's, as usual in French, it's a rule, and we've got many, many, many exceptions. Okay, but then this is the main concept. This is the idea. You put E at the end, and it should be the feminine form. Okay, so we'll see in this video, of course, some exceptions, and actually it's quite interesting because in the subgroups we've got some exceptions. Okay, so but then don't worry, try your best, and you'll see it will go fine. And well, first example. So if we focus on the regular ones, okay, so like français, for instance, so il est français, okay? And if we follow the main rule, elle est française, okay? So français, here, you've got this final S that you don't pronounce, so français. And then when you put this final E here, you will get française, okay? So français, masculin, française. And then another example, joli. And you get, il est joli. Elle est jolie. Okay, so you get the masculine form, jolie, like that, and then you just respect the rule that tells you that you should put this final E at the end, okay, and then you get jolie, okay. So you can see that you put this E, but then you don't pronounce it, okay, so it's jolie. So basically the two adjectives, masculine jolie and feminine jolie, are pronounced the same way. And then we get grand. Okay, so example, il est grand, elle est grande. Okay, so we've got a little bit the same situation here as we had previously with français and française, because we don't pronounce the final S in français, and it's exactly the same thing. This final D is not pronounced. Okay, so grand, and then the feminine form, grande. Okay, so you put this E, and then you get the sound D, D, grande. Okay, il est grand, elle est grande. And then we get petit. Il est petit, elle est petite. Okay, exactly the same idea. Final T is not pronounced. And then when you add this E at the end, you get the sound T, T, petite. Okay, il est petit, elle est petite. Alright, so let's see now the meaning of the adjective. So français, and then we've got joli, and then we've got grand, and finally petit. Okay, so of course we've got some exceptions, as I said. So if your adjective at the masculine form is ending with S, okay, as we saw, normally you should have this E at the end, so gris, grise, okay, mauvais, mauvaise. But then keep in mind that in some cases, like for gros, you will have to double the S, okay, so you will get gros and then grosse. Okay, same thing for bas, basse. Okay, so as I said, we've got some exceptions. Okay, so gros will become grosse, and then bas will become basse. The meanings are So, gris, and then mauvais, gros, bas. Let's see now when your adjective is ending with e. So the idea is that, as you can see, if you've got already at the end e, well, basically you cannot add another one, okay, because anyway, you wouldn't pronounce it. So you just keep it like in the masculine form, okay? So you get jeune for the masculine and you get jeune for the feminine. So exactly the same form, okay? Admirable. And then for the feminine, you will get admirable, the same form. Drôle, and the feminine, drôle. Formidable, formidable. Okay, so it's quite simple. If you get this final E, okay, then you don't add anything, you don't modify it, you just keep it like at the masculine form. Okay, so let's see now the meaning. So, jeune, admirable, drôle, formidable. If your adjective at the masculine, sorry, is ending with a accent aigu, like here, so et. So in that case, you will just add this final e, okay? But then the thing is that you don't pronounce it. So phonetically, you will get exactly the same form. So masculine form, animé, and then a feminine form, animé. Okay, you don't pronounce this e, but then you should write it. Cassé, cassé. Adopté, adopté. Invité, invité. Okay, so quite simple. You just need to add this O at the end, but then you don't pronounce it. Okay, so let's see now the meanings. Animé, cassé, adopté, invité. And now, if your adjective is ending with er, you should keep in mind that you will have to modify it a little bit more than previously. So you actually put this accent grave here, and then you just add this at the end. Okay? And then the sound will change quite much, because if you think about the masculine form, you pronounce it premier. Okay? Premier. And then for the feminine form, you will get première. Okay, so it's open, this air sound. Première. Premier. Première. And then second example, dernier. Okay, and you will get dernière. All right, so keep in mind that you should put this accent grave and then you pronounce it like air. Okay, and then you add this at the end. Premier, dernier. So, ER again. I thought it might be interesting to see two other adjectives. So, léger, so exactly the same category. Remember, you put this accent grave and then you add E at the end. Légère. Étranger. And you will get étrangère. Okay, for the meaning, léger, and then étranger. So if you've got adjectives ending with IER or then IET, you will get the same rule as we had previously. So you will have to put this accent grave and then just add this E at the end. And so, journalier will become journalière, or then inquiet will become inquiète. Okay, so in that case, it's already open, the sound inquiet, okay? So you only hear the T, inquiète. Okay, so journalier will become journalière, and then inquiet will become inquiète. Okay, so for the meanings, journalier, and then inquiet. So let's see now if your adjective at the masculine form is ending with F. So we'll take this first example, neuf. So basically this F will need to disappear, and you will put V and then E instead. Okay, so you will get neuf, that will become neuf. Okay, neuf and then neuf. Okay, and then as well, sportif will become sportive. Okay, so F is going away, and then you put V instead. Okay, so for the meaning, neuf, sportif. So what if your adjective is ending with GU? It's quite rare, but it does happen. So let's discover two examples. And the first one is aigu. Okay. And then the feminine form will be aigu. So phonetically, it is exactly the same thing. Okay. But then you should put this tréma here on the top of your U, and then remember to put this E at the end, okay, but then you don't pronounce anything because it is exactly the same. So aigu will become aigu. Another example is ambigu, and it will become ambigu. Okay, so you don't modify the way to pronounce them, you only need to put this tréma on the top of U and then E at the end. And the meaning is aigu, ambigu. If your adjective is ending with L, okay, but not AL, okay, so L. Nul will become nul. So phonetically it's the same, but then you double the L and you put E at the end. Okay, so nul and then nul. Phonetically it is the same thing. Same thing here, artificiel will become artificiel. You pronounce it the same way, but then you double the L and then you put E at the end. Okay? And the meaning, nul, artificiel. So what if your adjective is ending with AL? Okay, so let's see now. It will be quite simple because in that case it does mean that it will follow the main rule that we had at the beginning of the video. So you just need to add this E at the end, okay? But then phonetically it's quite interesting because you don't make any difference. You will get so général at the masculine form, and it will be exactly the same thing at the feminine form, général. Okay, so général, masculin, général, féminin. And then fatal, feminine form, you just add this final E, but then phonetically it's the same, fatal. Okay? So, général, and then fatal. If your adjective is ending with N, okay? So let's see now. In that case, so I took this quite useful adjective, bon. You will have to double the N, like you see here, and then you put this E at the end. Okay, so bon will become bonne. Okay, so the sound is changing quite much because here you've got this nasal bon, okay, and then bonne. Okay, bon, bonne. And then another example, mignon will become mignonne. Okay, same thing here, nasal mignon, and then when you put the feminine form, mignonne. Okay, so let's see the meaning. So bon, and then mignon. If your adjective is ending with t, in that case, we will see that you will have to double the t, like we have in this example. Coquet will become coquette. Okay? But think about that. This is the rule. It's quite interesting because we've got so many exceptions that in somehow the exceptions are you can find more exceptions than the one that will follow the rule. So I know it's strange, but then so keep in mind that the main idea is to get the sound et. Okay, so whether you will get it like that, so by putting two t and then e at the end, or then like we do here. So we put this accent grave here, and then te. So phonetically, it's the same. Okay, so it's et and then et. Okay, so that's the reason why you will have in some cases double t here, and then in other cases you will have this accent grave te. Okay, so discret will become discrète. Okay, and then let's see. Complet will become complète, and then inquiet will become inquiète. Okay, so remember the same idea. The idea is to get this sound et. Okay, so whether you put it like that, okay, coquette, or then you put it like that with the accent discrète, complète, inquiète. Okay, and the meanings are coquet, discret, complet, inquiet. What if your adjective at the masculine form is ending with C? Well, let's see this example. Public. So you can see that you get this final C and then you pronounce it, hein? Public. Okay, so you will have to change it. So you take it away and then you put this Q-U-E instead. And well, phonetically, it is exactly the same thing. So public at the masculine form, feminine form, public, the same. Okay, public, public. Second example, laïque, laïque. So you need to modify it. Yes, you need to take away the C and then put Q-U-E, but then phonetically, if you pronounce it, you pronounce it exactly the same way. Okay, so let's see now the meaning. Public, laïque. What if your adjective is ending with E-U-R. So let's see now. Joueur. So it will become joueuse. Okay, so you take away this E-U-R and then you change away. You change it and you put E-U-S-E. Okay, so joueur is becoming joueuse. And in the same way, travailleur is becoming travailleuse. Okay, so E-U-R is going away and then you put E-U-S-E. E-U-S-E. Joueur, joueuse, travailleur, travailleuse. And the meaning, joueur, travailleur. Oops, I made a mistake. Okay, so we'll put the full thing, so now it will be more clear. So if your adjective is ending with T-E-U-R, okay, teur. So in that case, we've got two different possibilities. And the first one is here. Chanteur will become chanteuse. Okay, so we'll basically follow the rule that we had previously. So you just take away the E-U-R and you put a U-S-E, so teuse. And it's just because, well, as you can see, I wanted to put the verb, so it was not a surprise. The verb is chanter, okay? And it's with T-E-R. And as the verb is with T-E-R, so basically you can change it like that and follow the rule that we had previously, okay? But then in some cases, you've got directeur, for instance, and directeur, well, the verb is not directé, doesn't exist, so it's diriger, okay? And in that case, it means that it's not ending with T-E-R, so the feminine form will not be as we had previously here, okay? So it will be something different, and it will be trice. Okay, so directeur will become directrice. Okay, so if your verb is ending with T-E-R, like for chanter, so chanteur will become chanteuse. But then if it's not ending with T-E-R, like here, diriger, so it will become trice, directeur, directrice. Okay? Now it's coming at the right time. So, this is the translation. Chanteur. And then, directeur. So, what if your adjective at the masculine is ending with G? And it's actually quite interesting because I've been trying to find more adjective, but it was didn't really have the time anyway. But then this one is quite useful. So keep in mind that long, in that case, you will have to add this U and then E. Okay, so long, remember you don't pronounce the final G, will become long. Okay, so phonetically it's long. G-g-g-g-g, long. So long, masculin. Long, féminin. And this is the meaning. I hope it was interesting and useful. So it was my first video that I've been doing after this long break. So, but then if you want more videos, then YouTube is here and the channel is Imagier. And, well, of course, it would be nice if you like me on Facebook because I'm right here. Remember, if you want some sounds, so I've been starting to put the sounds in, well, SoundCloud, so you can try to find them there. And then all the material that I've been doing so far is located at the following address, www.imagier.net. Have a great day. Bye-bye.